Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Some experts are describing this latest COVID surge in Massachusetts as being like a hockey stick. That's because the graph of case numbers looks like a hockey stick on the ground, shooting up so far and so fast. So how long will this last? WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel has been asking forecasters and others who are studying the data, and she joins us now. Good morning, Gabriella.
Good morning.
So is there a light at the end of this Omicron tunnel?
There is. The Omicron wave will not last forever. I spoke with Sam Scarpino, the Managing Director of Pathogen Surveillance at the Rockefeller Foundation, and his best guess is we're about 2 to 4 weeks from the peak of this wave in the U.S., and then the case counts will start dropping. But he also said these predictions are best when they are specific and tailored to a certain city or place.
Well, then I have to ask, what do the data suggest is coming for Massachusetts and Boston?
Well, right now in New England, we have some of the highest COVID-19 rates anywhere, roughly 3 times higher than previous peaks. So Scarpino says cities with a lot of Omicron will probably peak sooner.
There's some evidence that cases may be already starting to peak in Washington, D.C. So for a place like Boston, New York City, it could be 1 to 3 weeks instead of 2 to 4 weeks before we see the peak.
He says there are indications that people are moving around less in the Boston area. This could be because of holidays or because people are sick, but Scarpino thinks it might also be because people who can are hunkering down and staying home, and that could help slow the spread.
What are we learning from other places in the world that have started their Omicron wave ahead of us? And I'm thinking here about South Africa or the UK.
Right. So South Africa is already on the other side of Omicron. And if you look at their charts, cases rose incredibly rapidly and then fell very rapidly too. Here is Bruce Walker, director of the Reagan Institute at MGH, MIT, and Harvard, on the question of whether we should expect our wave to recede as quickly.
We can't be certain because it's a much younger population in South Africa. I think the feeling is that what's being observed in England is a population that's closer to the population here in terms of age and comorbidities.
So we still don't know what the far side of this wave will look like for Massachusetts. But from South Africa and elsewhere, we do know how quickly this variant is spreading and also how it seems to cause less severe illness for many people.
Even if it's less severe this time around, it just feels like so many people are getting sick right now. I mean, the daily coronavirus case counts from the state are higher than they've ever been.
That is true. And there are signs that the virus is even more widespread in Massachusetts than our testing numbers suggest. One indication we have about this comes from wastewater measurements. I spoke with the folks at BioBot Analytics, which looks at the level of coronavirus in sewage around the state and actually also around the nation. And they say it's orders of magnitude higher than we've ever seen before. And the increases we are seeing there are significantly higher than the spikes we're seeing in the official case counts. So the staff at BioBat believe part of this is because it's not easy to get a test right now. And also people are using rapid tests more. And those results are not reported to the state. So they're not kind of captured in that official count. But they said it could also reflect that a lot of cases are very mild or people having the virus but having no symptoms at all.
And it is a relief that so many people have milder cases right now, but some people are still being hospitalized and dying from COVID, and we're seeing lots of disruptions, including staff shortages and bed shortages in hospitals. So how are hospitals thinking about the next couple of weeks?
Mass General Hospital actually does its own internal forecasts, and these have to be very precise since they're making, you know, logistical and staffing decisions based on the predictions. Their forecast team looks 2 weeks out, and they think COVID hospitalizations are going to keep rising for at least the next 2 weeks. If they are right, they'll likely see more people hospitalized than we did even at the peak of last winter surge. And that is not great news for the tired hospital staff who are already stretched so thin. But Kian Safavi, Medical Director of Healthcare Systems Engineering at MGH, says this Omicron wave is looking a lot different than previous waves.
In the spring of 2020, about 38% of all of our COVID hospitalizations were on the ventilator during the peak of that wave. In wave two, it was about 20%. And so far in December and in through today, we're at closer to 13%.
So basically, Rupa, there's a lot of coronavirus circulating right now, and the peak is likely 2 weeks or more away. But there are fewer people on ventilators than in previous waves. Doctors think that's partly due to the less severe variant we've talked about, but also things like high levels of vaccination in Massachusetts. That means, hopefully, fewer COVID patients needing ICU beds.
WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel, thank you so much for sorting through all of this and breaking it down for us.
Thanks for having me.